Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Eric Knight is here, too. Eric's a new friend, and he's the founder and the CEO of a company called SimpleOne, which is an IT security company, and he's a specialist and a senior veteran in the world of protecting your data and your stuff online. And I've asked him to join us today to give us an update on where all this is. Where are the bad guys, and how do the good guys keep them away? Eric Knight, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, Eric. What were you going to say?
Yeah, thank you very much. And, wow, that is a big question.
Well, do this. All right, so as my audience knows, I was broadcasting, reporting on this kind of thing when people were, you know, when 99.9% of everybody was on dial-up, when everybody used a modem, you know, you made the funny noise when you dialed up. And so I've been reporting on internet security, online security, data protection, all that kind of stuff, all along the way, every step along the way. And the bad guys have gotten better and more aggressive. It's making them a lot more money than ever before. But it seems like we're not keeping up as maybe the technology is keeping up with the bad guys, but the application of that technology by the marketplace doesn't seem to me to be doing that. What do you think?
I think you called it when you said that it comes down to money. The bottom line is when we've been connecting our homes and our businesses to the internet, the risk has always been there. But what's happening now is when you have other countries that are willing to put up a big check for somebody to go do some damage, or, you know, somebody in their mom's basement, you know, just
that we're talking about. You're talking about China
and now. I talk about China. I'm talking about North Korea. I'm talking about Russia. I'm talking about all those
Iran.
Yep. They're all out there. Exactly. Yep. So I mean, there's actually a larger list than you would believe. And they can put up big money, so they don't have to have the expertise. They can pay for somebody that does have the expertise to do the work. And before, right, for a lot of these guys, it was just fun.
Well, it's a multi-hundred billion dollar or more business right now, and that globally, isn't it?
It is. And you know, the guy who doesn't have a job that was doing it for fun can post a list online. And that data actually can mean something now, to where it was just like, hey, look what I did. Now it's, right, hey, how much do you want to pay for it?
Right. Well, and the other thing is we're all more exposed than ever before on many levels. We've got all the wireless. I mean, this, you know, one of the things I think most people don't even think about is protecting the wireless connection into their units, into their computers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different ways
for some time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's so many ways that the bad guys can get in, and the exposure can be expensive. And here's another thing that I've been trying to get across to my audience, my small business audience, Eric, and that is that the fact that the bad guys are now going down market. I mean, they're not just going after Target and Macy's. They're going after smaller companies, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're looking for the easiest target. And so since the big guys are, you know, all over the news, their boards are getting serious about saying, hey, we need to really take this seriously and do some proactive work. Mm. So the hackers really don't care. They want the easiest target, and the easiest target now is small business.
Let's throw up a scenario for a small business that's you know, out there in Flyover America. They've got their peer-to-peer networks in their offices, meaning just computers. They've got an ISP they connect to the internet with through writing them a check, and they're going back and forth with customers and lots of different folks and doing business. Talk to us about where the exposure is along that chain.
Before, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot, and there wasn't a whole lot of regulation. But today, the highest level of exposure is credit card data and medical records. It's the most valuable stuff out there.
Yeah. What if you're not in that any of that business? And of course, a lot of people take credit cards, and that's a big deal. If you're a retailer, you're taking credit cards. Even the tiniest retailer taking credit cards is exposed, isn't it?
And that's what people don't understand. There's something called PCI compliance, and those rules actually got a lot stricter this year. And if you handle a credit card, there's a long, long list of rules you have agreed to with the bank by taking a credit card that you will comply to. There are very few businesses that are compliant with the new rules, and the breakdown is, in today, the fees and, you know, the legal ramifications and things like that average out to something like $250 per record that's breached. So
wow.
A small business that's doing maybe 1,000 credit cards, which is a very small amount of credit cards a year, if they got breached and lost those credit cards, that's a $250,000 fine.
That'd be pretty expensive. That'd put a lot of people out of business.
And that's really it. Even the big breaches that we're seeing, they were affected by their smaller vendors. And while we won't see Target go out of business, we won't see Home Depot go out of business, but the vendors that kind of cause the issues, there's a pretty good chance they will be wiped off the face of the planet.
When what I've been trying to get across to my audience is, folks, the old idea, the old days where you thought, well, I'm such a little company, no one cares about me. Those days are gone, aren't they, Eric?
Those are. And buying a piece of equipment and, you know, not paying for IT people to actually look at this stuff, it's very dangerous because what they're looking for is anonymous, easy targets. So they don't know that they've gotten who they've gotten into until they're in, and then they're trying to find valuable data. If you're an easy target, they're in. If you're not, they're just going to move on to the next easy target because there's so many out there.
And so it's a combination of technology and cloud-based capability and training, isn't it? It's all those things, isn't it, that a company
it
has
is.
To work on?
Absolutely. Well, we do a very poor job in this country of training when it comes to cybersecurity and best practices, but it also comes down to computing power. So a lot of the technologies that we've used over the years, you know, had encryption technology or has, you know, algorithms that are designed to not be broken. But as we advance computing power, it becomes much easier to crack those keys, crack those algorithms. So it's much easier for these people to just run a program to get into things.
Hold on to that thought, Eric. I need your website quickly, please.
Our website is simplewan.com. That's simplewan.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And we'll come back. I'm going to ask Eric to tell us how he does it. How does his company protect people? And you'll give you an example about the capability that's out there in the marketplace. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.